The $205 billion budget is on Spanberger's desk, but nothing is final until she acts. The General Assembly passed HB 30 in bipartisan votes, 23-16 in the Senate, 71-22 in the House, with a July 1st shutdown deadline still live. The centerpiece is a first-in-the-nation electricity consumption tax on data centers, projected to pull in up to $600 million a year for the general fund. Spanberger has 7 days to sign, amend, or veto, and she's expected to send back changes, possibly on gun safety provisions. So watch the reconvened vote next week before calling this closed. Two separate stories with direct household stakes. The Virginia Supreme Court upheld the state's carbon limits on power plants, preserving DEQ's authority, while the $67 billion Dominion NextEra merger moves through SCC review on a separate track. If the SCC rules on Dominion's rates before settling who owns the utility, ratepayers could absorb grid costs while the ownership question stays open. Also in Prince George County, a March cyber attack may have exposed residents' personal data. Notifications are underway. Now, three things worth your time this weekend. In the Shenandoah Valley, Ride with Pride is recruiting therapeutic horsemanship volunteers, a hands-on, ongoing commitment for anyone near that corridor. In Spotsylvania, the Stars and Stripes Spectacular is Saturday, June 27th, 4-10 p.m. at the Courthouse District, free, outdoors, and in its 20th year. Near Charlottesville, Chili's Peach Orchard in Crozet has live music Saturday at 1 p.m. with peach ice cream and pick your own in full season. For the full briefing, plus events and things to do in your neck of the woods, visit virginiathisweek.com.